Big Blue's fierce rivalry with their Philadelphia neighbors down the road dates all the way back to 1960, when Giants star Frank Gifford would suffer an almost career-ending injury after this devastating hit from the Eagles' Chuck Bednarik.
I caught the ball just about the same time he caught me, and then I was coming across the middle, and he hit me in the chest, and my head snapped back, and the field was semi-frozen at the time. But I know that years later, I had an MRI taken of my neck, and I had several vertebrae that had calcium growth over a fracture. And I didn't play any more that season. Had I played any more, you know, it could have been really serious.
Fueling the fire would be the infamous fumble in 1978. With the Giants leading the Eagles 17-12 late in the fourth quarter, all quarterback Joe Prusarczyk had to do was take one more snap and kneel with the ball.
Under 30 seconds left of the game. From here on in, Prusarczyk can just fall on the football and there is nothing the Eagles can do. And Prusarczyk fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles! I don't believe it! I don't believe it! The Eagles beat the Giants 19-17 before a shocked crowd at the Meadowlands.
The play became known as the symbol of the Giants' struggles throughout the entire decade of the 70s. But in 1981, Big Blue would change the fate of their franchise forever by drafting Lawrence Taylor out of North Carolina.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
The rookie, LT, would wreak havoc all season long on quarterback Ron Jaworski. And the Giants would get some much-needed redemption, beating the Eagles in Philadelphia for their first playoff victory in 18 years.
There was no animosity like there was with the Philadelphia Eagles.
If there was ever a bad boy on the block that you had to beat in order to take away the title, it was the guy down the street.
Fittingly, in 2007, the Giants would have a historic day against the Eagles, sacking Donovan McNabb an NFL record 12 times. In that game, Michael Strahan would break the Giants' all-time sack record.
First and 10 Eagles, McNabb back to throw. Steps up under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan, and there's the record, 133.5, and he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house.
Heir apparent OCU Manura would also set a franchise record with 6 sacks in the game.
And he gets sacked again by Umanura. Sack number 6 for OC. Giants record.
Deja vu would strike in 2010 at the Meadowlands, when DeSean Jackson's touchdown return off a Matt Dodge punt basically crushed any hopes of the Giants making the playoffs.
DeSean Jackson! The Eagles win!
This is miracle in the Meadowlands, number 2!
I mean, just two teams, man. They just got bad blood between them.
But in 2011, a player would emerge onto the scene to erase the sting of that bitter defeat.
Manning back to throw, zips one left, caught by Cruz, runs out of a tackle to the 40, up to midfield, makes another man miss to the 45, down the left sideline. There goes Cruz, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 74 yards.
Playing in only his third game, second-year wide receiver Victor Cruz's coming out party could not have come at a better time or against a bigger opponent.
Cruz. He took it away from two defenders. And the Giants have the lead back.
Cruz hauled in 3 passes for 110 yards and 2 thrilling touchdowns and sent a message to Giants fans that the best is yet to come.